of school openings as opposed to school closings rather than read the whole list. You know, come on. You know, St. Mary's potluck dinner with the borscht on the side is probably closed. I don't know if they're having one, but, you know, all them little things are probably called off today. You know, Uncle Louie's covered dish special in Syosset has been, you know, I mean, we take it for granted that we're not going to be bringing a covered dish and risking a 10-car pileup just so we can sit there and eat that stinking same old fried chicken. But if anything of major import shall break, we'll have it for you right here. And, here's 13 before 7. This is one of those times I appreciate having that four-wheel drive. It came in handy Friday. Everybody's been saying to me, Grease, what are you driving that big truck in the D.C. area for? I mean, is it hard to park? I mean, I wouldn't drive that. Why don't you get something more economical on mileage? Nobody said that to me over the weekend. Everybody said, wow, I wish I had a truck like that. Yeah, they were sitting bumper to bumper on Massachusetts Avenue as I locked the hubs, put that thing in full-time four-wheel drive, bounced over the median, and went up the wrong way on Mass Ave. I didn't stop for nothing. Every now and then, as I passed one of those people in their little economy car, I said, hey, tell me about the miles per gallon you're getting now, huh? Yeah. Tell me how much you love your Volvo now, and I had my gas guzzler wide open. My big tire were just slinging snow in the air and nothing stopped my big behind. As a matter of fact, I got so cocky and so confident, I was out there four-wheeling in the snow, you know, slinging around through empty parking lots, that I went into this drift that was so huge, I just dug myself in deeper with the four-wheel drive and I did get stuck. But fortunately, I saw this plow coming up, you know, big old heavy plow, side-by-side tires with big chains a-clanking. I said, thank God. I said, hey, can you give me a tow? And I couldn't quite see inside to see who was behind the wheel, and it wasn't until the truck was all the way up to me that I realized the truck was being driven by Damien! My blood ran cold when I realized who it was. The door opened up, and I saw him standing there. Even though it was cold, he was wearing short pants and a little prep school outfit with a little beanie on. He said, what's the matter? You cold? You stuck? What's the matter? What's the matter? What's the matter? And then he started coming toward me. And as he walked through the snow, it melted around him. He never got any snow on his little patent leather shoes or his knee socks, because with each step he took, a new hole in the snow formed, and steam rose around him like an apparition from hell. As I looked at him through the steam, I knew he wanted me. I knew he was going to take me right there in that empty field on which I stood by my disabled truck. I started backing up. I said, no, Damien, no, please, no. So I turned and ran. As he took those slow steps behind me, I ran for all I was worth. My steel struggle was making tracks through the snow. Finally, I came a clearing. There were a bunch of young boys playing. I took out my wallet. I dropped $50 in the snow. I said, quick, make a snowman out of me. Make a snowman out of me. Just pan snow all around me. The kids didn't ask questions. They just scooped up my $50, and they made snowmen all around me. They packed me in so all I could see was through these two little holes where the eyes was, and a little hole for my nose so I could breathe, and I stood there with the other snowmen they had already built. Sure enough, I heard the steam. I saw the smoke as Damien rounded the bend. And he stood there. He said,
wow! Look at the snowman! Maybe I can have some target practice!
And he pointed his finger, and a lightning bolt flew from his finger to the snowman on my left. And it blew into a million pieces! He said, wow!
Oh, there's two more snowmen left. Maybe I can get that one.
And he blew the other snowman to smithereens. Now there was just me left. And he came closer.
I wonder who's in the snowman. I wonder who's in the snowman.
And I was so terrified. I was so terrified. I couldn't hold it any longer. Damien looked and laughed and said,
the snowman! He walks, he talks, he even wets! I think I'll leave you there to freeze! I'll leave you there to freeze!
And so in my humiliation, he just left me. I had besoiled myself, and now the cold was taking its toll, and I stood trapped in an ice-laden prison. Well, I thought I was a dead man, but fortunately a wino came by, crawling and stumbling through the snow. I said, hey, help me! Help me! Get me out of here! Get me out of here! And the wino looked up and said, it's a magic snowman talking to me. I said, yeah, right, it's a magic snowman. Just get me out of here, I'm crying out loud. He said, can I have a wish? I said, yeah, right, you can have anything you want. Just get me out of here! And so that stinking, drunken bagman wino hacked and slashed until finally I could get an arm free, and I managed to claw the rest of my way out of the snowman. I said, thanks, buddy! He said, what about my wish? He grabbed my pant leg. He said, what about my wish? You promised me a wish! And I looked down at this drunken old stinking slob covered in his own filth, and I felt a little sorry for him. I said, all right, Pop, what's your wish? He said, I want to be warm. I just want to be warm! So I said, well, all right. And I looked around. Wouldn't you know, I was lucky there was a cab coming along. So I said, hey, taxi! Taxi! And the cab skidded to a halt, and I opened the back door, and I threw this old wino in the back, and I leaned around to the driver. I flipped him a 20. I said, hey, take this man to the White House. Tell the guard at the front gate the ambassador from Poland is here to see the president. I didn't really do it. Now, you know me. I don't do ethnic humor. Come on, now. I didn't really do that. It's a horrible thing to say. Clear the area.